I never saw anyone who touched life at so many points, a friend once said of William Wilberforce. So fittingly can commence the story of a man of whom it was also said, not one nation but the whole human family participated in the benefit he conferred on his fellow men. William Wilberforce was born in the English port city of Hull on August the 24th, 1759. His family was an ancient and respected one that could trace its ancestry back to the reign of King Henry II in the 12th century. The family patriarch was Wilberforce's paternal grandfather, also named William, and known as Alderman Wilberforce. Born in 1690, he had built a great fortune in the Baltic trade and inherited a considerable landed property from his mother. His holdings included a red-brick Jacobean mansion on High Street in Hull, land in three regions around Hull, and the estate of Markington near Harrogate. The Markington estate contained tenant farms, but no great country estate. The merchant house run by Alderman Wilberforce imported hemp and timber from Latvia and Russia, and iron ore from Sweden. In return, he exported Yorkshire products of all kinds, from Sheffield cutlery to ponies. Aside from his business interests, Alderman Wilberforce was known for his intelligence, talent, and integrity. In 1722 he was elected mayor of Hull, at the relatively young age of 32. He was elected again in 1745. He was also a forceful man who had seen much of life. He charmed his young grandson with tales of his travels and career. On one occasion he met the Duke of Marlborough, the hero of the Battle of Blenheim, in which Britain defeated France and Bavaria. Marlborough, then commander of the British army on the continent, invited Alderman Wilberforce to witness an approaching battle from a neighbouring hill. In 1745, the celebrated Jacobite rebellion against the English monarchy was led by Bonnie Prince Charlie, the heir of the only recently deposed Stuart royal line. Alderman Wilberforce displayed a good deal of military ardour and made sure that Hull was ready for any military threat. He raised volunteers and armed them with muskets. Ramparts built in the reign of Charles I, 100 years before, were repaired and manned. William Wilberforce, the alderman's grandson and namesake, was the third child and only son in his family. Sadly, of the four children born to his parents, Robert and Elizabeth, only he and one of his three sisters, Sarah, called Sally, survived to adulthood. Wilberforce recalled, "The eldest, Elizabeth, died at about 14, when I was about 8. She was at one of the great boarding schools of London. The youngest, Anne, was, I think, one of the sweetest children that ever was born. She was quite born, I know my mother thought, to be a comfort to her, for she lived with her all the time my sister, Sarah, was away for her education. Anne was only born just before my father's death, and she lived only about 8 years." In 1767, Wilberforce began attending the Hull Grammar School as a day boy. Each day for 2 years he walked to school from the High Street mansion, carrying a satchel on his shoulder and eating his meals at home. On holidays he would visit his grandfather at Ferriby, a pleasant village on the Humber River 7 miles away. When Wilberforce began his schooling, Alderman Wilberforce used his influence to secure the installation of Joseph Milner as the school's new headmaster. Milner, the son of a poor weaver, had been a pastor at North Ferriby and won the Chancellor's Medal while at Cambridge University. Milner was accompanied by his 17-year-old brother Isaac, who served with him as a temporary assistant. At Cambridge, Isaac Milner would later achieve academic distinctions that far surpassed those of his brother, among them election to the prestigious Royal Society and service as the Vice-Chancellor.